What about lawyers? Well, we know that, plaintiffs bring litigation in this area quite a bit. And for litigators and for people who do expert witness work like myself, that's wonderful. In 2013, shareholders filed suit in 94% of M&A deals that were valued over $100 million. 94% of the deals, there were lawsuits, deals over $100 million. And in each of these, on an average, approximately five lawsuits were filed. So that is indicative of the type of activity there is in this part of the law. Investment bankers seemingly for years have really avoided liability exposure. It's usually been the company, the directors, the officers. The investment bankers have largely avoided liability exposure until recently. And now there are a number of suits that have been brought dealing with conflicts of interest, disclosure issues involving investment bankers. But what about with respect to the attorneys? The attorneys have been very fortunate in this area so far. Perhaps one reason is damages, that, of course, in a number of these deals, that shareholders do receive some sort of premium, at least under a provision like Section 10B or 14E. The measure is generally the out-of-pocket loss. So that's not an issue. With respect to the state litigation, yes, there's a quasi-appraisal remedy. Yes, there may be rescissory damages. But generally speaking, the lawyers have not been sued. I wonder whether this is changing. As many of as you know, Wachtell Lipton has been sued by Carl Icahn after he took over CVR Energy.